What's up? What's up? What's going on, everybody? We are back. Metallica's live at Blockchain Beach here in the heart of Las Vegas, Nevada at the Venetian Expo. You can catch us at booth 1737, where you have the sunny beach side with the doji dog and a swing set that you can actually swing on. But if you want somebody to push you on that swing, it might cost extra. But it is 1 p.m. and we are back again with the head of partnerships, Chris Miller. Woo. And we have the absolute pleasure to have a conversation with the president of Access Travel, Kelly Presley. How are you today, Kelly?
I'm excellent. Thank you. Thanks for having me here.
Thank you for coming on. How are you doing, Chris?
How's lunch? Doing fantastic. Lunch was great.
Yeah?
The interviews have been awesome. Your podcast is rocking and rolling. We love it.
I love that. Y'all heard that here, folks.
MC's in the house.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. All righty. So let's get the ball rolling. Kelly, can you tell us a little bit about Access, please?
Yeah.
For those that don't know, but we do.
Yeah, so we are an engagement and loyalty platform provider. We help people save money at the end of the day, which is a good thing. We've been around since 1984, so we're definitely not the new kids on the block. We're located in Salt Lake City, Utah, privately held company, about 130 employees. And we work with merchants and retailers, traditionally large and small, and procure exclusive discounts, dollar off, percentage off, can be cash back rewards, and help people save money with dining and shopping and movies and golf and in travel as well. And travel, where you are the merchant of record. So it's a travel platform and people can go and book a hotel just like you would on Expedia or Priceline. The good news is we've negotiated exclusive rights and pricing with the hoteliers direct. And so someone can save 20, 30, 40, 50% off better than what they'd pay in the public domain, better than a Priceline or Expedia. So we're a unique entity in that world, playing the B2B space. We work with partners all the time to add value to their members.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. So the, and I believe, so the hotel you're staying in right now, what hotel are you staying in?
I actually booked over in the Trump. I looked here and it was like $500 to $700 a night, depends on when I was looking. Trump's just like 0.6 miles away, and through our platform, I paid $119 a night, $278 for both days, all out taxes and fees and everything. And I looked on Expedia, and they had the exact same for $560. So I saved over 50% off.
Wow.
So, you know, with the, everything going on, music festivals going on here, right? This conference, everything was $500 to $600 a night, and I paid $119 in our platform.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that was the discount that, you negotiated, and you went right online, and it was all right there for you as you were looking at your location, your hotel. Now, I'm curious, is that, is it all based off inventory and time, and is that typically how the hotel, I mean, without giving the secrets of the hotel industry?
Yeah, there's a lot of secret sauce, you can imagine. but it's make sure having the right relationships. We are driving affinity. Relationships to them, right? In the public domain, someone like Expedia or Priceline can go and do a lot of advertising and spend hundreds of million dollars to drive that foot traffic and sales, and they're reaching the public sector, right? The public, 350 million in the U.S., right? In our world, we work with affinity organizations, so a teachers union or an alumni group or a banking partner, and we help drive that marketing to get in those customers that they may not have reached to otherwise. And so that kind of gated community environment, right, a members only kind of exclusive club feel to it. And that's a win for the merchant community, the hotel community, right? Because we're giving them extra foot traffic and love they may not have seen otherwise.
And the partners can, when they work with you, they can choose to either offer discounts or offer cash back. Is that, I mean, what is it? Is it like a 50-50 mix with your partners, or are more towards cash back or more towards, because sometimes it's both, right? You can kind of work with you to figure that formula out, correct?
Yeah, so it's more traditionally in the everyday spend categories, dining and shopping and movies, where it's more of a traditional discount, a dollar off or a percentage off. In the travel industry, because there are more margins, there's more margin for a hotelier as an example to play with, that's where we get in oftentimes and we become the merchant of record in that. We're actually facilitating the payment transaction, accepting the Visa or MasterCard payment, if you will, on the payment rails. We use a good processing partner for that. In that world, we can tap into that net rate pricing and then we can use that margin to pay a cashback reward. So to your point, we have merchants and retailers where we have a pure play discount, and then usually in our travel platform we have ways where we can deliver a cashback reward. I even have partners where they use it and they earn crypto. Right, they have an opportunity to not take it in cash back. It goes into a wallet type functionality, and they may earn free Bitcoin.
Yeah, you know what's interesting? It's Kelly and I actually go a little bit back to my previous company, and I worked at a SaaS company that did cash back. Everyday savings equals everyday spending equals everyday savings, and that's where I first learned about Access Travel, and I used it constantly for my hotels. Gosh, I want to say I got probably last year $700 cash. I did travel a lot, but I got $700 cash back, and I would book it was so simple. I would go on, I would look at Miami, and I would see, $200 cash back, for a 500, night stay, or, it was really flexible. And I love the program that you guys put together because, it's the UX UI is amazing, right? I could do two stars, I could do 5 stars. And, for those of you who don't know, I was a company called EvoShare, and what we did was, and how I got to Metallicus was, you get this cash back, and it's really good cash back from these hotels, but I wanted to put my cash back to buy crypto, like you mentioned, to buy Bitcoin. So we actually did an agreement with them with MetalPay, and it just worked so great. I would get my cash back. And by the way, your customer service is amazing, because a few times I would have to like change my hotel and email and get a hold of someone right away. So I'm going to give you a plug there. I mean, the service is just amazing.
Yeah, it's really interesting. One of the things I think that sets us apart is that customer service. One of the proactive measures we do is when we book the hotel 5 days ahead of your check-in, we're calling the hotel again, because it's all through APIs, right? We're doing that reservation for that hotel you're booking in Miami all through APIs. And then, you can hear me?
Oh, no, I can hear you guys.
Okay, sorry, just making sure. So we do that API call, right? It's all behind the scenes, but 5 days ahead we call and make sure, hey, we've got Chris Miller coming in, he's staying at this, we've got this king size bed. And we do that on our own dime because we want the customer experience when you check in the hotel to be perfect. So yeah, I appreciate that, thank you.
Yeah, no, that is definitely amazing. Service really does go a long way. And like I said, you got the cash back, you got discounts too. It's just not cash back. And typically the discount could be up to north of 20% almost sometimes off of going to a Priceline or going to an Expedia, because they can't offer these discounts direct to the public.
That's correct.
So I think what you guys are really doing is amazing. I've used the service. And, your success for 38 years. And how many clients did you say you typically work with?
We probably have about 1,700 clients right now. As an example, we work with 28 of the 50 state teachers unions. We work with a lot of alumni organizations, farm bureaus, banking partners, people actually in travel, in the resort and development timeshare industry, use our platform because they know their customers may only stay at their hotel, their resort once a year to redeem their 7-day timeshare, but they know those customers are travelers and they're going to book a hotel somewhere else during that year time. Why not reward them for that behavior? And since we're B2B, white label, all of that gets branded and that loyalty goes back to our client, not to us, of course, as that B2B player. So,
and that kind of brings us, full circle right now, because it's, we talked about MetalPay as being an on and off ramp for the cash back. Mm-hmm. But what are you seeing out there? Because there are some, I don't know if we would call them competitors, or, they're really getting into travel, international, they're popping up in other countries, and they're talking about, crypto. They're talking about blockchain. They're saying, reward, because I would imagine you always try and reward loyalty, right? And how do you do that? And some are, doing it in the form of NFTs or some sort of token that has a value to it. What are you seeing out there currently right now?
In my mind, that's a loaded question because there's so much going on. I'll try to compartmentalize a little bit. But if we go back as an example, say 40 years ago, American Airlines, right, a large airline partner, launched the first rewards program. And they created an alternate currency, right, in miles. right? Mm. And so fast forward to today, people can earn bonus miles when they use their card and transact, not just on American Airlines, but for buying their everyday needs. And then that also went on the backside where you can now burn those miles, right? You can burn those points or those miles. So in my mind, that is an alternate currency. It's a digital currency, right? Just like crypto, I think people are going to figure out ways to capitalize on their spend, right? Capitalize on their investments, whether it's a point or a mile or it's crypto. I think people are looking for just more choice. And so what we're seeing now is both on the front end side to earn bonus points or bonus crypto or what on the front end, and also on the back end where they can burn points or miles for an NFT or burn that for, you know, a crypto in their wallet. And so one of our partners, as an example, is an online shopping cashback partner in Canada, and they've integrated with us where you can go and shop in their network and earn in their wallet. You earn cash back that they automatically exchange right out into Bitcoin. And they brought us in for our travel platform. So now you can shop with your earn free crypto with your online shopping, and you can earn free crypto with your travel platform, which is us integrated in. So I think what you're gonna start to see more and more of is ways where you can leverage relationships like we bring to the table to not only bolster the earn side where you can be earning potentially, you know, crypto or NFT, but also on the burn side as well. One thing that's really people don't, I think, realize is in the traditional rewards model in the loyalty industry, points and miles have been around again for 40 years. There's about 48 trillion points out in the marketplace that you and I, if you open up your wallet and you look at your 6 credit cards in there, right? That's a lot of currency. Usually about a penny a point or 2 pennies a point. It's like $500 billion in money that's just sitting out there, right? And I think that's like crypto. There's a lot of crypto sitting out there. From an investment standpoint, people are wanting to see that increase and rise. But I think as that utility starts to come into play more and more and people start to find smart ways to utilize their crypto, I think you'll see people earning and burning and spending their crypto, maybe even against travel. I mean, today we have Expedia, who accepts Bitcoin for their travel, Travala, Cheap Air, right? There are some travel entities today who are already accepting digital currencies on the front end to enable them to book and use that. The other thing we're seeing now is in countries, right? In third, not all third world countries, but right, El Salvador last year decided to make Bitcoin their mm-hmm. legal tender, right? They made that announcement, I think it was in September of 2021. The next 5 months, they saw a 30% rise in tourism. Mm. So people were using their crypto to go down to El Salvador, and in crypto tourism is a huge thing right mm-hmm. now. And you're seeing that in Costa Rica, you're seeing that in Honduras. So a lot of markets are figuring out for people who are unbanked or may not have ready access to traditional banking functions. I think you're starting to see people adopt crypto more and use that more for their everyday, and travel is definitely a huge part of what I see that happening more and more. You know, we're investigating that as well on our side. We haven't pulled the trigger yet, but I think just that the adoption is going to be there.
I heard Metal Pay is pretty good, yeah, so right. is Metallica's and Proton, just throwing it out there.
Having this conversation, good partnerships.
Yeah, I'm glad you're picking up when I'm dropping down right now.
It's not a matter of if, but when.
Yeah. But I do have a question about this. The hotels, you know, because, you know, we're talking to some merchants right now, and the merchants don't accept crypto, not all of them. So is it like the hotels still want fiat, right? So it would have to, like, yes, that maybe
real-time exchange.
Real-time exchange.
Yeah.
And I want to give you a stat, and I want to know how you think about this being in the travel industry. You know, last year in 2021, 94% of the digital asset buyers were Gen Z and millennials. That's a pretty big statistic.
Which everyone loves that audience.
Which we love that audience too, right? And, you know, you look at these, you know, so when you look at adapting and looking at, you said you currently investigating and doing some your due diligence on, you know, maybe, you know, adding on and off ramps to crypto, paying for crypto, maybe some tokenization. is there like that demographic in mind? Because you mentioned 1,700 companies. I would imagine a lot of these are, like you said, teachers union, older, traditional, yeah, older. Is this a way also to not only to give, you know, your consumers more ways or control of how they want to do it, but is it also to like looking at some, like maybe going after a different demographic, new business for you, a new, you know, what these, I would call these other companies trying to capitalize on?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I would agree with you. I think, you know, we have been around a while. And so some of our partners have been on for 15, 20, 25 years as an example. And they do have, I would say, an older demographic, but they are always trying to figure out how to go after that younger demographic. So, you know, as an example, one of our partners is Allstate. They have a roadside assistance, a roadside club, just like AAA. And, you know, you pay $100 a year or whatever it is, and you get benefits if you get a flat tire on the side of the road. Well, that's perfect for a certain demographic, but when you look at the younger demographics, they have to have insurance to drive a car. So whether you're 19, 20, 21 years old, right, you're going to have a more traditional product like insurance. But what are the benefits they're going to use to lure you in to sign up with Allstate, right, as a maybe a more mature brand? And, you know, something like Crypto Earn or Wallet there or Burn could be a great solution to target that younger demographic. So, you know, we don't always get pulled in like that where we're collaborating with our clients from that standpoint, but we are going to take our platform forward and we're going to enable that type of solution so we can target the demographic. And then the onus is on our clients to do the right marketing to outreach and those leads in that marketplace. But we work really collaboratively with our clients to target younger demographic. But, you know, when you look at the amount of travel that's happening with Gen Z and millennials, there's a new term that I think was coined. I'd love to claim it, but it wasn't mine. But they took leisure and business travel and put it together and called it bleisure. And because the younger demographic,
bleisure.
That younger demographic, they're going to go do a business trip on a Thursday and Friday. And whereas you and I might go home to be with, you know, the wife and kids or whatever, they extend. They extend their trip and they stay over the weekend so they can enjoy that city they're in. And so they're melding, you know, leisure and business travel together in that bleisure event and staying longer in a market. And so I think the younger demographics being smart because now they're able to go to that destination. Maybe they don't have the money to pay for it, but their company paid for them to get to that market to do business and transact, and they just extend their stay. So I do think that travel is a great tool to target this younger demographic, and if you've got the right rewards in place, right, where they can earn crypto or earn NFT or what have you, you know, I think we're going to see more. I think we're just going to see more of that.
Yeah, I think the rewards, you know, is a big angle, right? You know, and the tokenization of rewards, offering NFTs to, you know, where, you know, someone, you know, because you obviously want them coming back, right? You want them to book their first hotel, their second hotel, their third hotel, and the fourth hotel. And I guess some of these partners, too, can share in the revenue, right?
Yeah.
They can share. It's a revenue generator, you know, for them. And I think about our own community of Protonians that, you know, there's 534,000 accounts out there. We've got 250,000 metal pay accounts. And, you know, to offer them discount travel, you know, would be really nice. And, you know, obviously having that technology to connect a wallet, to connect metal pay is extremely nice. But there are also things of that, you know, you would have to explain to us is, well, what if you get a chargeback? What if you don't stay at that hotel and there's a refund due or something like that? So, you know, figuring that bridge of, okay, it's in fiat, but I used Bitcoin or I used USDC or, you know, maybe more stable coins to go back in. So those are the things that, you know, the industry needs to work through.
Definitely need to figure that out. I mean, today, with that real-time exchange out, we just transact everything in USD, right, from that standpoint. So if they used crypto on the front end to book the hotel, say it was a $1,000 hotel, and we sent them $300 in cash back, in that example, if they then canceled, we would just net back the $700, the balance owed, and pay that back again in USD right back to the card. And if we had a partnership with whoever the entity is, and maybe they had a wallet, you know, do we put that $700 back in the wallet? right? And then they could exchange that back out to their token or their coin of choice, if you will. So it just depends on how the partner wants to work with us. Today, most of it just goes right back to the card they used to book with, but that could easily go right back to a wallet, and then that could enable you, the customer, to exchange that into whatever crypto you wanted to. So it doesn't have to go back to the card. We would just pay it back to the partner.
Got it.
You could exchange it however they wanted to. So,
and I think what's so cool, too, we can also add incentives, for on top of it, right? So, if a user goes and books a hotel, they got a lot of payment options, right? They can pay via credit card, but crypto companies can offer additional incentives. Like, hey, in addition to the cash back, in addition to the discounts, we can maybe offer 1% if you use a metal pay card or stuff of that nature, which
is so smart. I mean, I think, you're seeing that too in the market, right? BlockFi with their credit card, Gemini's got their credit card, crypto.com's got their card, and they're enabling people to get extra cash back that's going right into crypto, right? We're getting 1-3% sometimes. So I think we're starting to see that, in the marketplace as well, where that normal traditional, earn where you would have earned a bonus point or a bonus mile. Why not now enable that to earn, bonus or free crypto? So I think we're going to see more of that adoption. I mean, we've seen that now with players like BlockFi and Gemini, but I think you'll start to see that in the banking sector as well. The financial services, they're traditional banking guys. They're not going to want to be left out on that younger demographic, right? They're going to want to go after that book of business and that customer spend and try to get as much as they can. So I think we'll see more and more of those kind of co-brand credit cards or partnerships with the right,
with the right partners. Eric, right?
Yeah.
Metallicus, Metal Pay, Proton Blockchain.
Yeah, that's all of them.
NFTs, rewards. We can do it all. And hey, I just saw my old friend out there from EvoShare. That's the company I worked with, and we're talking about cash back, and I would get $700 cash back last year using Access and EvoShare. But the great thing about EvoShare, quick plug for you, buddy, is I had an on and off ramp to buy crypto,
exactly.
Right? I bought Bitcoin, I bought XPR, I bought, MTL, with it. And it was great because as soon as, I would get the cash back from EvoShare, they had a destination to my Metal Pay account. And so I really, as a consumer, and the hotel discounts that you give, it's just an amazing, why would you book a hotel anywhere else?
There should be no, people need to wake up to the reality of what's really out there for the value of their dollar, the value of their investment, right? Mm. And, partnerships like EvoShare, partnerships like MetalPay, right? I think through those partnerships, more value and choice can be delivered to the end customer, right? And that's what customers want is choice. They want choice for their dollars, not only where they spend, but they want choice where they invest. And the more choice solutions like you guys provide or like we provide, we give the customer wins. At the end of the day, when they win, we all win. So.
Now, the white label option is a smart plan, right? That's the, you could see with these other companies, blockchain. I mean, that's how they approached me. They were like, hey, we'll add the Web Auth wallet, the Proton wallet, right, into our system, but you'll be one of 50, right? And it's like, okay, well, why would I do that when I could get a partnership with Kelly, build something on Proton, a dApp, and have it exclusive.
That direct
exclusivity.
Yeah. And that pricing, again, is not found in the public domain, right? So it would be the unique benefit for sure for Metal Pay and Proton customers to have access to those million hotels worldwide where they can save 30-40% off and get additional, Proton.
Now, I know Eric's dying to ask you this question, right? Go ahead, Eric.
I'm itching. But let's have you position it.
Oh, let me position it. But hold on, Eric. The question, and once again, if it's too many secrets, you could just say no comment. Why is it the margins in hotels are so great, but airlines, rental cars, why is that, Kelly?
Do you
want to pass?
I may pass on that.
You're going to pass on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
They make a lot of money.
Okay, folks.
But I will tell you this. Here's an interesting thing maybe I'll leave you with. When you look at the revenue that an airline is making, and you look at the revenue the airline makes on their rewards program with their digital currency, which do you think makes more money? Hands hands down. Most of the airlines are actually thinking about spinning off their rewards program with their digital currency because it's so profitable where they're selling points or selling miles versus selling a seat.
Wow.
So
Kelly, I want to... So if there's a company listening to this right now, how do they get in touch with you? Or what website they go to?
Go to accessdevelopment.com. accessdevelopment.com, and you can reach out to me on LinkedIn if you want to, Kelly Passy, and love to have that conversation.
You've got some great salespeople too. I know one personally, Brad in Florida.
Yeah.
Great guy, and so that's where they would go to look on that.
We'll get you taken care of. We'll get you the right person to get you taken care of.
All right, so to wrap this all up, you definitely see blockchain in the future, for travel. You definitely want to attract some of those younger tech-leaning forward type companies, out there. And you definitely see this as a form of payment, crypto payment, whether it's stable coins or, Bitcoin, I get it, but it's a tech, stable coin most likely. But
that current earn and burn that's out in the marketplace today will definitely be there in crypto and blockchain. It's going to just continue to grow and go farther and faster. So there's that younger demographic. So it's going to happen.
God, I wish Kelly could find a blockchain and, where would you find one here?
There's like this one booth. I think it's 1737
Metallicus, right?
They're Metallicus. Right
now. And they're up here right now. I think we could certainly help them out with Metal Pay and on an off ramp and buying, the real cool thing is, maybe having an access token. That's a whole new world.
Put that in your wallet and smoke it.
He said, put that in your wallet and smoke it. Well, go ahead.
With a name like Metallicus, right? An 80s guy,
Hey, I'm Metallica. An 80s guy too. Metallica. That's why I came over here. We can say understatement, but some of us are old school and Justice for All. This is a different conversation because we will talk about music for the next hour if we go down that path. So take us out, Eric.
We got plenty of time for that. But Kelly Pressy, everybody, thank you so much for being on this show.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you coming on the show. So once again, you can find him on LinkedIn, Kelly Pressy, and then, of course, Access Development. Do you all have a booth, or are you hanging around?
I've worked this show for 10 years and been in payments. I was at Visa before Access, and so I know the payment space. So I just work good relationships.
I love it. Well, I want to thank you so much for hopping on the show and taking the time out of your day. This has been such an awesome conversation, and just be able to bend your ear. Chris, once again, thank you so much for hopping on the show. We got a couple more sessions going on throughout the day. We're going to be here until the sun goes down at the beach. Next up on the agenda is at 1:45, we got Pranav Chetta from Global Strategic Sales at Inc. Code. So don't you guys go anywhere. Go grab a Mai Tai, come back to the beach, and I will see yins later.